But I'm going to get us started here. So Heavenly Father, I pray for all of us here tonight and our families and friends and all those that are connected to us. We pray for our church and governmental leaders. We thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And thank you that Jesus was struck down. He was smitten. He was bruised. He was crushed. He was pierced. He was spit on and disgraced so that we could be forgiven and we could be made one with you again. We could have life and we could be seated at your right hand. We thank you for that, Father. And we ask that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head for all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Heavenly Father, bless us and make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and all that you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. And keep your hand on us and help us do today, this day, over the next 24 hours, what is right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And as we do, stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders, and keep us from evil and pain through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we've been talking about the last couple weeks here. We're going to get into the name of Jesus, but before we do that, let's do a quick recap of what we've done over really about the last month here. So we pray this prayer. We just ask God to enlighten our hearts, to give us wisdom and understanding so that we would know him better, and to help us do today, this day, what is right and best in his eyes. Now, we're going to believe we receive, the moment we prayed that, we believe we receive that God heard that prayer and he's answering it. So we've talked about taking the time, once you pray the prayer, take the time, get still, and the other half of prayer, get still and listen. It doesn't take long, a few minutes. If you just asked me a question, I would answer you right away. So taking the time to get still, I like to do it with a pen and paper. Taking the time to get still, the questions we've been going through. All right, what do I know to do over the next 24 hours? Maybe you've got some appointments, you've got some things that are already on your schedule, things you've obligated to. What do I know I need to do over the next 24 hours? And what I like to do is just write those down real quick. It usually takes a minute. What do you know to do right off the top of your head? Write those things down. And then is there anything you've been procrastinating on? Is there anything that's on your conscience that keeps popping up like, oh, I know I need to do that. Oh, I know I need to do that. I know I need to pay that bill. I know I need to reach out to that person. I know I need to start exercising, to start eating better, to be more present with my family, whatever it is. Whatever you know to do, it keeps popping up in your mind, in the back of your mind. That would be the answer to the next question. And then I like to ask God, what is the most important thing that you're trying to show me, you're trying to tell me, that you're trying to get across to me over the last 24 hours? What was the most important thing? If I got anything out of today, what was that thing? And I like to just take the time to get still and listen, and I'll ask him, if I missed something today that you were trying to get across to me, would you please repeat it again? And just get still and get quiet. And whatever comes to mind is so simple in many ways. Whatever comes to mind, that's usually the thing. And then I like to ask, all right, God, is there anything else that you want me doing over the next day? Is there something that's supposed to be my highest priority? Is there something you really want me to be focused on that's not on my list already? And so we take the time, we pray the prayer, we ask him for his help as we go about our day, And then we take some time to get still, to connect with him and listen. Just remember, you haven't finished praying until you've taken the time to listen, because we just asked him. So we got to take the time to get still and listen. And what I like to do, I usually pray this prayer most days, actually two times in a day. I'll pray it in the morning and I'll pray it in the evening. And when I do it in the evening, I actually like to plan my day for the next day. So in the Jewish culture, a day starts in the evening, because in the book of Genesis, they said there was evening and then there was morning. So before bed, I'll do this and I'll plan my next day. And then when you wake up in the morning, we're waking up how? We're waking up full of gratitude that God's with us, because we believe that he heard our prayer. And when we have gratitude, gratitude and peace kind of go together. And then I go about my work. I get started and I go about my whatever's on my list of things to do. I start going about and taking action on those things and trusting that God's presence is there. He's with me. Not only is he showing me what to do, he's helping me walk it out, as we just talked about earlier. He's going to show me what to do, but his grace is also there to empower me, to help me to do it in his strength, by his grace, with his power. And my cues that I'm doing that in his strength and his power is peace and joy. When the kingdom comes, there's righteousness, peace, and joy. It's transforming, helping me to live right and do what's right and best in his eyes, and to do it with peace and joy. And we talked about confidence in him. Confidence is what I think of as the highest expression of trust. It's this state where all doubt is removed, and we're moving from believing that God's with me, that he's helping me, to knowing that he's with me. He's helping me. He's right here in this present moment. And so one of the concepts we've talked quite a bit about is that God has, it's like this pipeline of living water. God has this unlimited, this inexhaustible supply through faith in Jesus, through faith in, we're going to talk about the name of Jesus, through faith in the name of Jesus. He's given us access into his grace. And inside of that grace, he's given us everything that he has. His wisdom, his understanding, his knowledge, his righteousness, his kingdom, his peace, his joy, his energy, his health, his finances, his time. He has more than enough time, more than enough finances, more than enough health, more than enough energy, peace, joy, patience, whatever it is that you need. He has more than enough for us. And we can tap into that supply. We can tap into that source, and it's more than enough. And so we ask for it. When we pray, we're asking to tap into that. This prayer that we're praying, we're asking God to help us to tap into that and to let it flow through us in our lives. But then we talked about sometimes we have this high level of, we use the word latency, where we know what to do, but we're procrastinating on it. And sometimes we have to take this, sometimes we procrastinate because maybe we feel overwhelmed. We've got too much to do, got more to do than we have, seems like, day to get it done in, or we don't have the finances or the resources to take that step. But if we're trusting, this is where that confidence comes in. If we're trusting that this supply is there, all of a sudden I'm willing to be a little more bold. I'm willing to take some more confident steps of faith, trusting that not only God is prompting me what to do, but he's going to supply. As I trust and I walk out what he's asking me to do, that supply will be there. But if I don't take those steps, I'm shutting off that flow of that supply and I'm not seeing it. So it's like, I don't know that it's there until I actually step out and I see it. Think of Peter walking on the water. He didn't know he could do it until he actually stepped out on the water. And the supply was there and he could do it as long as he kept his eyes fixed on Jesus. So we take these sometimes bold, confident steps of faith. A lot of times these steps of faith that we take, we know God's been prompting us to do them all along, but we're procrastinating and procrastinating. These things are building up on the inside. But then when we take those steps, we see God comes through and it builds our faith. It builds our trust. It builds our confidence in him to higher and higher levels. And it begins to grow like this. And when those things are piling up on the inside, one of the other concepts we talked about was, when it looks like there's not enough, one of the things I've learned to do is I call it a memorial portion or a memorial offering. You see it in the book of Acts with Cornelius. It says Cornelius's prayers and alms came up before God as a memorial offering. And it reminded God of Cornelius. And so one of the things I've learned to do is whenever it looks like I don't have enough, it looks like I don't have enough to take this step. Like we talked about, I think it was last week. I had more to do on my plan for the day than I thought I could get done in a day. And I'm getting ready. I finish my morning routine and I get ready, getting ready to get started. And my daughter wants to play with me. And so we talk about often inside of the family blueprint for you guys that are in the Abundant Life Blueprint about how it's important to catch bids. When your family tries to connect with you, it's important to honor them and connect with them. Jesus was doing ministry and he stopped what he was doing to connect with the kids. And so I said, all right, let's go play. Even though it looked like I had more to do than I could get done. And we went and played for about 5 or 10 minutes and then she was good. She went on and was doing some other things. And next thing you know, I started to get everything done on my list and I was all done with everything by about 4 p.m. that day and had plenty of time left over to relax and hang out and do other things and hang out with my family even more. And God reminded me, hey, you started your day. It looked like you didn't have enough, but you gave some of it away. Just a small amount, 5 or 10 minutes, you gave some of it away. You can do this with money. You can do $1, $5, $10 when it looks like you don't have enough. You can do it with time. You can do it with love. You can do it with all kinds of things. Giving away a little bit when it looks like you don't have enough. And that, what does it do? It releases, I believe, it releases that flow. Sometimes when we don't take those steps and we get overwhelmed, just releasing the flow a little bit and taking action and keeping the flow going, all of a sudden things start to clear out. And so we've got this pipeline. We talked about the latency is an internet word. And sometimes things can get piled up on the inside. Think about we're submitting our request to God like through the internet. We're going to use some analogies tonight. This is not exactly the way it works, I'm sure. But this is the way I kind of think of it. Think of it like a pipeline here. We're trying to access this supply of God's grace that has everything that we need in there. And that is actually in us. He said he put all that inside of us. And we're trying to access this pipeline and get it out of us and out into the world. It's got to go from our spirits through our minds and our emotions out into the physical world as we show that we prove, as we prove that we trust in God's supply in our daily living. As I prove to him, let's say give a memorial portion, I'm trusting, hey, it looks like I don't have enough time, but I'm going to trust that you got more than enough. So I'm going to give away a little bit of it right now. Just a little bit as a reminder that you got more than enough for me. But think of this pipeline or this internet connection. The pipe that is used or the security of the internet connection that is used matters. Matters a whole lot. If you're doing internet activity and the security of that internet is not good, you could be hacked. So I want you to think about this. The name of Jesus is what seals the prayer. In the book of Esther, we've been talking about the Feast of Purim lately. In the book of Esther, the Jewish people are going to be destroyed, and Esther and her, I believe his uncle Mordecai, approached the king about writing a new law that would turn the tables and keep the people from being destroyed because they could not get rid of the old law. They had to write a new law that would override it. And the king tells them this, you write whatever you want and seal it in my name. So think about when we're praying this prayer, we add in the name of Jesus. What is the name of Jesus? We said earlier, it's the name above all names. Every knee must bow down to Jesus. It's the name above all names. And we're sealing it in the name of Jesus. We're making it what? We're making it secure. We're making it secure because what I think the Apostle Paul says, I'm confident that what I've entrusted to God, he's able to secure it, that he's able to hold it for me until the right time. I'm confident that he can secure it. So when we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus, it says the name of the Lord, I think it's Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. That's a safe place. That's a secure place. So when we're in his name, when we're in his name, we're praying through his name, that flow, that supply comes through because God's pouring it out through Jesus, through his name to us. In the book of Acts, when Peter and John heal the guy at the temple and he jumps up and starts praising God. They say, this man was given perfect health through what? Through the name of Jesus Christ. He was given perfect health through the name of Jesus Christ. That flowed through him, through the name. All the things that God wants to pour out, it's not about us anymore. We're supposed to be, our lives are supposed to be hidden in Christ. Our lives are supposed to be hidden in Christ, and that's the safe place. That's the secure place. Because light or darkness cannot enter the light. And it's an interesting thing about security, something we teach in Cracking Heaven's Code and the 8th Date books and the courses, is that security, when we feel secure, we can rest. When we feel secure, I can rest finally. And when I rest and I'm secure, I become more present and I become more externally focused. And there's a connection here. Security leads to increased presence. Increased presence leads to joy, because if in God's presence, there's fullness of joy. There's a connection between presence and joy. So like I said, one of our keys that we're present and we're aware of God's presence as we walk out our day is joy. Joy is our indicator of that, that I'm aware of God's presence, but I have to have security to get to that place. What happens? I've seen this in the gym a lot. Years working in the gym. People often come into the gym, let's say the first time, and they feel very insecure. And what happens when we feel insecure? We're worried about protecting ourselves. And we turn inward. When we're worried about protecting ourselves, we turn inward. So we have this mighty name of Jesus that is secure. And what is our security in? Our security is in God's unfailing love for us. Several times in the Bible, there's a bunch of times in the Psalms, I believe, it says God's love is unfailing. If we're in Christ, all the love God has for Jesus as his son, all the love God has for Jesus is poured out to him and through him to us. We get something that we did not deserve. We get this gift of grace. All the love of God is poured through Jesus to us. That's one of the most powerful things. We get this security. We get this presence. We can finally rest. Names are very important in the Bible. God often had to change people's names for them to step into who they called them to be. Who he called them to be. Abram had to become Abraham. Saul had to become Paul. Simon had to become Peter. In, I believe it's 1 Samuel, maybe chapter 23, there's the story of Nabal and David. David is on the run from Saul in the wilderness, and he's protecting, says there was a rich man named Nabal. And David and his men are protecting the sheep and the shepherds of Nabal. And then David sends his men and asks if they can have some food, if Nabal would share some of the food. And Nabal disgraces David. He won't give him any of his food. And his wife hears about it, and she says he's living up to his name, which means folly. He's a fool. He's living up to his name, which means fool. Names in the Bible are very important. And Jesus, his name is where the safe place is. His name is where the security is. His name is where the authority is. He said, I give you my name. Go forth in my name. We're representing him here on this earth. And so when we pray these prayers and we seal them through the mighty name of Jesus, it's secure. It can't get hacked. God heard it, and nothing can hinder his answer to us either. The two-way communication from us to him and from him to us, it cannot be hacked. It is safe. It is secure. That is the safe place. It's in the light. Nothing can hack it. And so we can rest. Think about that. If I believe that this unlimited, this inexhaustible supply of everything God has is there, but I'm worried that I'm not going to receive it. I'm worried that it's going to get hacked, or it's going to get stolen, or it's going to get lost. Then I can't rest. But if I believe God hears me, and he's answering my prayers, and everything's going to come through at the perfect timing of when I need it, because he's pouring out all of his love, all of his grace, all of his goodness that he would pour out on Jesus. It's coming through him to us. That is the safe place. But I'm going to open it up here, guys, and we can discuss a little bit. There's so much, you know, a great study to do. We just go through your Bibles and just study. I'm learning more and more. Go through and just study the name of Jesus. It's a very powerful concept. But I'm going to open it up here. Hopefully, we'll be able to get everybody to actually unmute successfully here tonight. And we'll see how we do.